Welcome back to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. We've got a great concert coming up on October 21st. Sonny Wilkinson and her jazz trio swing into the Wharton Center with the Lansing Symphony Orchestra. That'll be at 8 p.m. at the Wharton Center for Performing Arts, and we're going to spend a little time with Sonny Wilkinson. Hi, Sonny.
Hi, Tony. Great to be here.
Nice voice. Even your talking voice is nice. You know what's kind of cool about your performance is you have serious local ties with not only the Michigan State University community, but East Lansing and Lansing. Talk about your music background.
Oh my goodness. Well, so many people that are principal players in the Lansing Symphony Orchestra are friends of mine and were my colleagues at Michigan State University for, well, the 17 years that I taught there. And dear friends on top of that. As a matter of fact, some of the guys have a separate, I won't say the name of their ensemble, but they had a concert booked for the same day. And they realized it and changed the concert date so they could be playing on this concert Friday night. Isn't that great?
Sunny cloud, huh?
That's right. And, well, I have lived here. I moved from Los Angeles in 1993, and I've been playing with my trio for at least the past 10 years. So lots of ties. Someone asked me the other day, well, what are you going to do when you retire? Are you going to get out of that gray weather in Michigan? And I said, well, no, I really like it here, which amazed me because I always thought I needed blue skies. But no, I've got a lot of ties to this community and love it here.
All right. Well, and take us back to your background. Bring us from college to where you are now with your professional as well as your educational background.
Well, first of all, I have to let you know, I am the daughter of a Methodist minister. And in our family now, we sang. We sang at church. We sang at home around the piano. We belted out music theater at the top of our lungs in front of a mirror with my mommy. So we were very, very musical. And I grew up playing trombone in Minnesota, which is a big, big band state. As a matter of fact, when I was learning how to play, the high school band went to the inauguration of President Kennedy. So big, big band emphasis. So I was in this very competitive musical environment from the time I was very young, grew up playing piano and trombone and, of course, singing. So music was just infused into everything we did in my house. And I majored in music. I had a full ride to Arizona State University as a choral ed major, and I thought I was going to be singing classically, you know, doing the operatic roles. And then I got derailed and started singing in kind of funk, rock and roll, fusion bands, and playing trombone and singing. And I thought, this is the life for me, baby. And I started singing jazz when I was at Arizona State and pretty much have never looked back.
Now, how fun is it to not only be a performer, but to work with up-and-coming young performers and teach them how to be better?
It is one of my grand passions in life. I have seen so many remarkably talented young people come through my private studio and my studio at Michigan State, and it is a joy to be able to contribute to the next generation. You know, it's just, it feels, it's great. And you know what else? When you're teaching students, they teach you more than you can ever teach them, mostly about joie de vivre and keeping young and zestful in the music, and it's wonderful.
Well, you've played with some pretty cool bands. The two that stick out to me is Count Basie, the Count Basie Band, and Edgar Winter.
Tell us about those experiences. Well, okay, Edgar Winter, I did a concert with him in Los Angeles. He is a taskmaster. Boy, we rehearsed like crazy. I was singing background for him. And he is a taskmaster musician, phenomenal musician, by the way. And he worked us really hard. And then that night, I think we had several days of rehearsal, but the day of the concert, he grilled us. And then he came out fresh as a daisy, sang that concert like nothing had happened. And it was a real kind of stepping up in professionalism for me, working with him.
Got to be perfect or near perfect.
That's right. As perfect as you can make it and still keep your heart in there, man.
Mm-hmm. And then Count Basie.
Count Basie's band was one of the thrills of a lifetime because that band is hallmark is to swing like crazy and also to dynamically, like louds and softs, turn on a dime, and they do. They can go boo, ba-do, boo, boo, ba-da, and just turn on a dime. I hope that didn't blow anybody's ears out.
Not at all. We're talking with Sunny Wilkinson. She and her trio will be performing with the Lansing Symphony Orchestra Friday night at the Wharton Center. I believe showtime is 8 o'clock. Well, here we are. For those of us who are going to be at the performance, what are we going to hear?
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be so much fun. First of all, you have to know that you're going to hear my jazz trio in tandem with the orchestra. So there will be parts that are orchestrated just for the trio and parts where everybody's playing together. So it's going to be nuanced and groovelacious and hip and beautiful. And also, my husband has written 5 new arrangements for this concert. And my husband is brilliant. And I cannot wait to sing these arrangements. So we're going to do everything from Stephen Sondheim, a piece from Sweeney Todd, a piece from West Side Story, to things like the Gershwin Songbook, which I might even sing you a little bit of a little bit on the show if you want me to, and then some fun little surprises that are kind of silly and fun. Mostly it is this very vast subject of the American Songbook.
All right. Before we close this interview out, I want you to give us a little taste of what we might hear. Set it up. Do your thing, and then let us know how you felt after doing it.
Okay. You mean you want me to sing a little bit here?
Yeah.
Yes,
absolutely.
Tony, is that what you're saying right now?
I'm putting you to work right now.
Got to go to work. Okay. Well, okay. Picture the introduction with jazz trio, and then you hear Mr. Phil Sinder, who is a phenomenal tuba player, teaches at MSU, just played with the Detroit Symphony last week, going, ba-doom-doom-doom. Fascinating rhythm, you got me on the go. Fascinating rhythm, I'm all a quiver. What a mess you make it, the neighbors want to know why I'm always shaking just like a flipper. Each morning I get up with the sun. Always up, I never stop to find at night no work has been done. I know, is that enough for you to sing? Are you getting bored?
You have fun when you sing, don't you?
I love it.
How
I'm
cool
like a
is
kid.
It? How cool is it to be up in front of an audience?
Are you kidding me? Oh, I thought you were going to say in front of the symphony. I always feel like the audience are people that I've invited into my living room, and I'm going to give them the best of everything I have. My best wine, my best food. I've cleaned my house thoroughly, and I want them to put their feet up on my furniture and relax. I want them to feel home, at home, and moved, and hopefully experiencing something beautiful.
You sound like me and my wife try to get my kids to a point when it comes musically. I'm a pop guy. She's a rocker. Trying to get them to listen to classical or jazz is tough, but we found the key. Just take them to see live shows.
Yeah.
And any kind of music, when they're seeing the scene it made right then and there, I don't care how old they are, and they're 10 and 8, they love it.
And you know what else is the key? I've done a lot of shows for kids at the Wharton Center and the Jazz Cats. Communication. You know, when you reach out and communicate to your audience, you break down the barriers of styles of music, and that's what people want.
All right. The show is Friday night, 8 o'clock, live at the Wharton Center. It'll be Sunny Wilkinson, her trio, and the Lansing Symphony Orchestra. It's going to be a party. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. May I say one thing more?
Sure.
If you are a student, and we hope all these great students from the surrounding area will come, if you get there to Wharton Center an hour early, you can get half-price tickets.
And the tickets will be on sale at the box office at the Wharton Center. You can also call the box office. Tickets are $40, $30, and $15. Students, get in there and take advantage of that. Sonny, we'll see you Friday. Let's have some fun.
All right, Tony.
You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.